Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And look for us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great posts. That's when you'll find the FDA raw food business there. And if you don't see that cat stealing that dog's food, it is the best. And that little Hummer film, oh, about how to save a hummingbird baby. It's very cool. All righty then. It is Natasha Sunday. She's here. And we do have open phone calls. We do say they take priority. I was going to try to stick with the subject and get to Natasha's life lesson. But Natasha, we've got Cindy on the line. And, you know, her battery's going to wear out or
yes,
reception will go away. So I think we need to address what's going on. And there's all kinds of stuff going on.
I bet. Oh, my gosh.
Now, Because I think we talked about, we've talked about Darlene. Darlene is the chicken that got picked and almost killed by the rest of the flock. Remember Darlene? She moved Darlene into the house. And so she named a chicken after her mom, Darlene. So Darlene's the chicken. Well, I got a message from Miss Cindy yesterday when I got home from my session. Said, I just saw Darlene lay an egg. It was very cool. So let's find out what it's like when a chicken lays an egg. Anyway, hey, Cindy, welcome back to Animal World.
Hello.
Hey.
Cindy.
So you got to see Darlene lay an egg, huh?
Yeah, that was really cool. She was dancing around, so I knew it was going to happen soon.
Yeah.
And looked over there, and there comes an egg. It was really cool. Really neat. It comes out real soft, and then it like hardens like quick.
Now that makes sense that, you know, I hadn't actually ever thought about that because I've never actually witnessed the birthing of an egg from a chicken, but so the shells are soft and pliable to get out without cracking probably, huh?
Yeah.
And could you tell that by looking at it or did you touch it?
Well, you could almost see through it, and then it just like,
oh.
So the shell, so it's white egg, so it started turning white, and then it hardened.
Wow. Wow, so almost transparent when they come out initially?
And, you know, when you crack an egg, you know, that little coating that you see on the inside of the shell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks like that.
Ah, okay, okay.
That's
I call that the skin of the egg, and if you like, you hard boil an egg, when you crack it to open it up, if that skin doesn't peel off the egg, that's when you can't get the shell off the egg easily and it makes a mess. It's because of that little membrane that doesn't separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how cool. So anyway, Cindy, what are you calling about?
I'm calling to see if there's any, Tosh fix up, if there's any chance that Darlene can be integrated out with other chickens eventually.
Okay, well, we'll catch everybody up because I think last month we didn't have a chance to talk with Natasha because at the very last minute I had to say, sorry, I can't do the show because remember, despite my due diligence, I was exposed on a session with a client and I got COVID. So, and it was the worst weekend I was coming to, you know, and I was, It's been 2 months since Natasha, you've been here. So, but I think we talked, Cindy, to Natasha 2 months ago about Darlene because she was in the house with you then. And the reason that she's living in the house with you is because chickens sometimes will pick on another chicken.
Yes.
And they pull the feathers out and stuff. And Cindy went out one day and Darlene was hiding and stuffed underneath the water and feeding station, was almost dead because it's, you know, winter. And so Cindy hauled her out, brought her in the house, and resuscitated her and got her going again. And I think that maybe Cindy didn't have reception and couldn't call in that week, but I asked you about Darlene, and you had said you thought that she could be integrated back in with the other chickens, but it had to happen slowly. By the time I was able to talk to Cindy after that show, it was like too late. She'd already tried, and she took Darlene. And I think, Cindy, didn't you take Darlene out and put her in with the other chickens? And then just after a little while, they were already picking on her.
Yeah, about 10 minutes later. They're doing really good at first, and she's eating to feed her by herself. And then I turn around for a few minutes to come back, and she's under the chicken feeder station and
being picked on again. So back in the house she comes. So now she's recovered from that. She's doing really good. She's laying eggs and all of that. So, yeah, that's the big thing. Now, I suggested when Cindy and I were talking about it, I said, well, why don't you just build an extension of your chicken coop and give that to Darlene and then give her some babies to raise and have a second flock. But that's not possible because she doesn't, well, with the predation and stuff, it's just too, that's just not a possibility. So the question is, Natasha, how does it look and how do you feel about her integrating Darlene back into the flock? And do you think it can happen? If it can, what do you suggest? Or if not?
No, but anyway, I do see there is one or two chickens that are very low-key, very kind of like Darlene-ish.
Oh, okay.
In personality, that if you wanted to let them out for, you know, like if they're going to free run.
Yeah, she doesn't do that.
Okay, then they could interact. But I'm feeling like there's some very strong-minded hennishnesses in there that are very, they're the leader of the pack. It's kind of like a bully situation, and Darlene is tagged.
Don't see her being able to integrate back with those chickens.
No,
there are some chickens in the flock that she could do okay with.
Yeah, that if they were pulled out from the pack. Then they could interact with her because they're more on the calmer side. They're more in the gentle soul. I'm going to call them. They're gentle soul. Where there's some that are not gentle souled, and they will not allow Darlene back.
Yeah, there's two of them that are really aggressive. So
yeah, oh, yeah, so and they and they lead like that. They right lead on. The pack. They lead the pack. They're and as chickens are, they're
the chicken leaders.
Yeah, they're the chicken leaders.
And they're bully leaders.
Uh-huh.
So you got bully chickens.
Yeah.
Now, okay. All right. So first idea I got popping in here, Natasha. You tell me if this makes any sense. You know, I talk about Jackson Galaxy, the My Cat from Hell guy on Animal Planet. And the flower essences. He has a flower essence that's a bully solution. And Cindy could put it in the water. But it's a flower essence. Is that any chance? No, okay, we're getting a squint in the face from the time.
I know that it might tame it down, but when you're talking about
enough.
A life, I don't think I'm getting the sense and I'm getting the knowing that yes, it might tame them down just a little bit, but
not
it
enough
be,
to solve the problem.
It wouldn't solve the problem. And when you're talking about a life that doesn't deserve to be pecked at, you know, it's a thing.
All right. So,
and she's happy where she's at. She's happy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's another question. So you think she's okay? I think, Cindy, you have some concerns about, you know, her living in the house the way she is, because, of course, she has to be confined. You know, chickens don't house drain real easily.
To go away and do something. Is they can go away for a little bit and just fill the feeders, and that's it, and they take care of themselves. And with one, it wouldn't work that way.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you know, if Cindy leaves the property for a while, that she has to, the chickens, just to be able to leave stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, and I understand that. It's a scenario. It's a scenario. Do you have someone who could take her?
Not really.
If that you know, the bottom line there, if there anybody was going to do that, it'd probably have to be Aunt Martha. Okay, and I don't know if me and Robbie and Sophie and Buzzy really want a Darlene chicken in the house, that would be, I think I'm the only one. that's the only option.
So
there.
I'm sorry to say this, that it is, and so unless you can make maybe a little other, you know, little area for her outside, you know, just where you extend it just a little bit, that, you know, she's going to be the outer, you know, she's going to be the outed.
Well, I was thinking, you know, like, because a lot of people like with cats, you know, that don't let their cats out, but don't have a catty or a cat run. You know, there are all kinds of cool things that people have created just in making wooden frames and putting wire around it. And then you put it upside down over the grass and you take the cats out and put them underneath this wired frame, mm-hmm. and they get to be outside in the grass and all of that. I thought Cindy could do something like that, take her out every day, or
yes.
could have a confined area. The big problem is there are a lot of predators in the area that come in fast. So, she has to be safe. But I was thinking maybe the best thing would be some kind of an enclosed area close to where Cindy would be outside, maybe her garden area or close to the garden area where she'd be able to, she could just carry Darlene out and let her run around in the grass for a while.
Is your area inside where your hen house is there a way that you could block off just a little area for her where there's a fence in between her and the chickens? So she's still in the same area, so she gets the protection of the bully chickens, but then she's not necessarily in with the bully chickens.
Not really. It's not that big. It's only like 16 by 20 or something like that, and that would take up a bunch of room.
Yeah. But you say Darlene feels happy.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Can
you figure out how to put a diaper on her or a cover over her?
They're messy poops. I don't know. I have a question about the other chickens. I've been feeding organic food, whole grain food, now for quite a while. And lately, it might be the wild energy around. They haven't been eating.
Mm-hmm.
One of the company has changed hands and didn't advertise it on their package.
Yeah, food has been real tricky lately. It's changing for a lot of our animals. And it could be good one moment, and things are shifting and changing tremendously lately.
I took some fresh grass yesterday, and they weren't even attacking that. They ate it eventually, part of it, but usually they just...
Oh, usually they're, because, you know, I'll save, pull dandelions for them and save, take her dandelions and take them grass and stuff, and they usually just dive into that, so they're not even going after the grass.
Yeah.
So that must be something up. That's not the food. That means there's something energetically or something going
on. Yeah, exactly. We're really, my dog is off her feed too.
Huh.
That, you know, there's just a lot going on with what's going on. Let me see here.
I had a flash the other night too while Natasha's tuning in and thinking about that.
Do they like watermelon?
I never tried it. I don't know.
What, are you getting something about watermelons?
There's something that they're missing in their diet. Do they like squash? Do they like some of the melons?
No, I don't eat any of that, no. I feed them like winter squash and pumpkins, but that's not the time of year you can get some of those.
Yeah, there's something that they're missing in their diet, and it's something that it's like, I don't want to say broccoli or, you know what I mean, but there's something that they're missing in their diet. I'm not a chicken person, so I'm trying to get it. I'm getting the language here because
the seeds of the melons, perhaps, maybe like a seed.
No, they don't. No, but there's something in their diet that they're missing out, and so they're getting off kilter in their being, and then there's a lot of energy going on around us. So there's that, there's the two things that are happening, but there's something. So I would start going to like the grocery store and finding something that you feed him once in a while, but you don't feed him a lot. And then when you can grab a couple of things and just throw it out there and see if they'll pick on it.
All right. There's that sounds like something for us.
Yeah, there's something that they're missing. There's something that they're missing in their diet, and it's shifting. I'm going back to some language that I've heard, like on you know some of the vet shows that I watch. Have you wormed them?
No, I haven't.
Do you even worm chickens? I don't know. Do you worm chickens?
Yeah, actually,
Cindy?
I was. I get a lot of like posts on natural things, and they were talking about how red pepper flakes.
Yeah.
The seasoning of red pepper flakes that you put it in their food, and they don't taste it, but it's a natural kind of dewormer.
Huh.
Apparently,
yes, but you.
Nathan's looking up something. Let's go.
Apparently, according to here, like the British Hen Welfare Trust, their vets recommend worming with a licensed product at least twice a year.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you should worm your chickens, Cindy.
Dr. Nils worms his in the winter, I know, once at least.
Okay.
Never so. Find lay eggs all year round, so I didn't want to eat chicken warmer.
Yeah, I get it. That's where look up some natural ways of and or somebody can help
because
you
heard red pepper flakes.
Red pepper flakes or something like that that can there's a natural way of
deworming chickens.
Or a form of, you know, just writing their body, writing their gut. You know, sometimes we have to write our gut. We have to get it, you know, feeling better. So there's something about that. That they're just off. They're just off. And when an animal gets off, it's like going back to, you know, after we get our you know, after we start feeling bad, you know, it's like chicken soup. Going back to some of those basics. So go back to some of the basics of what we're doing. The food has changed, and that is also throwing them off. A little bit. There's things that are throwing them off, and then you got the energy on top of it. Oh my gosh, this energy is like huge.
Yeah, and Cindy's so is more affected by the energy than most of us.
Yeah,
and therefore her animals would be more affected as well. So.
Yeah, exactly. And so for the last week and a half, about last week, it started to hit me about Thursday, Friday, that the energy started shifting for me. That I started feeling the pressure of what's coming in. And so with that, there's something about that. So going back to writing their gut a little bit will help. And then putting, you know, when you give them, when you fill up their water, put the intention of love into their water, you know, that there's that dance. And I know that they probably would like to get a little bit of a free run, but I know if you don't do that, you don't do that. But sometimes when we can let them go a little bit wild for a little bit,
yeah,
they find the things that rights their gut.
Okay. Well, so that's food for Cindy to think about. But I had another idea that I want to just bring it out here now, Tasha, so you can tell if this might work. But you know, after the last time I talked to you, Cindy, or when I got your message yesterday, I don't know, I just had the flash because I've been trying to think of ways, because we both kind of feel bad that Darlene's in a cage in the house, you know, and would like her to. Anyway, I remembered, do you guys remember my story of the Rose Bowl when in grade school, when my parents were busy watching the Rose Bowl? And so my friend and I went and got the geese, the wild geese. Nathan does. Well, anyway, so what we did, you know, well, my parents were busy, so my god sister and I, we went and we fed the wild geese in Laurelhurst at a property that, you know, they didn't have fences and stuff, so we could go right down to their waterfront. And we would save, you know, stale bread and stuff and feed the geese. So we did that all the time, and they knew us. Well, we were bored, so we went to her house, and we got a bunch of twine, string. And so we went down with to the geese, and they came out, and we each picked our favorite goose, and we just tied this twine around their neck. And then we walked them all the way through Laurelhurst, from the waterfront all the way, a mile, all the way up the hills to my parents' house and into their house and then into my parents' master bedroom, bathroom and bathtub. And, oh, yes, and so there's a whole lot of part to that story. But anyway, so remembering that, you know, because we had a relationship with these geese. We fed them all the time. They were wild. But I just tried, we just tied a string around their necks and like they walked on it with us like on a leash. And we walked all over Laurelhurst. So I'm wondering, could she put a little twine around Darlene and start taking her for walks?
I've seen people with harnesses on or a harness type tie around a chicken,
yeah,
you know, where you do it around their, you know, their wings.
I could Google or search harness for chicken or something. I bet because so many chickens make good pets and a lot of roosters are kept as pets. Maybe they do make a little harness. Would you want to take Darlene for walks, Cindy, if we could figure out a way for that to work?
I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, okay. What do you think?
Darlene would enjoy it, but Darlene's happy too. She's a simple one.
Oh, okay. Now it looks like Nathan just searched something because he's put up on the screen. Now, those are roosters with harnesses and a leash on. Where is that, on Amazon or something? Where are you finding
them? I just Googled.
Just
chicken
Googled?
Harness.
Well, yeah. They do make chicken harnesses, Cindy. So I guess you don't just have to tie a string around their neck anymore. You can actually buy an official chicken harness. I think you ought to do that.
Darlene is a simple soul. She's a simple soul. She's very simple. She's not one that needs a high-maintenance life.
Okay.
She's a simple soul.
There are some on Amazon, too. It's popping up some images from Amazon.
Okay, well, I'll take a look. I gotta order stuff when I get home, so I'll take a look, Cindy. But anyway, I think for right now, anyway. But it sounds like, Cindy, I mean, the big answer is that no, you're not going to integrate her back into the flock with those two dominant women running the show. That she'll just get beat up. So it's either split the coop somehow to give her her own space, or she stays in the house and then moves out to a more enclosed area. And then if you have to go somewhere, we'll have to figure out how Darlene gets cared for. I'm not willing to on the air say, okay, well, Aunt Martha would keep Darlene at home. I'm not sure that we want to do that, but we could talk about that. I haven't met Darlene, so other than as part of the flock before this happened. But so anything else you need to tell Cindy, because we got to go on to advertisers and get to life lessons with you and all that good stuff.
Yes. So as we're going through this, Cindy, that I want you to remember that your old story can be updated. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. So a lot of times we stay in our old story of the energies and what we can handle. It's time to upgrade our sensitivities even. So if you can say, because the sensitivities, we're going to be coming into some new energies that are going to trigger some old patterns of sensitivities. But remember, please, that you have strength, that you've learned, some tools that you've learned to handle the new energies coming to you. Now, did you notice how I said coming to you, not at you? So
yeah.
Remember that these are coming to you. And as you negotiate them, use your old tools to better yourself with them, because this is going to upload you, not download you.
I think that's important to know and to remember. And certainly our attitude affects things. If you think of something coming at you in a negative way, as opposed to coming to you as a gift in some way, shape, or form, that alters the energy.
It's a perception. Yeah. It's huge, a perception. Our perception is going to be huge in our future's lives, in our future life.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So,
all right, well, thanks for your help. Talk to Darlene.
Yep, talk to Darlene. I think she wants a chicken harness. I think she wants to go walking.
I think she's happy. She's laying eggs.
Oh, now I'm flashing that. Okay, we start taking Darlene for walks. What about Crystal Lucky, the cat? Because she goes on walks with Cindy now and is all over the place. Can we, will Darlene and Crystal Kitty get along?
Oh, my gosh. The Okay, let me see here. That just kind of threw me in. Wow.
Well, you know, Cindy's got an interesting crew and an interesting life, and she's not kind of, you know, in the middle of nowhere and all this stuff. But
if Cindy wants to do it, I feel like that it could
it
be, but it's going to take some practice.
Okay.
And does Cindy want to do it? Like I said, Darlene's a simple chicken. She's happy. She's
okay.
happy.
Well, that's good to know. Good to know that she's happy. And so, anyway, we'll continue this discussion. And Cindy, thanks for calling Animal World.
All right. Thanks,
thank
all
you,
right,
Cindy.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we need to catch up with advertisers because we've gone way over. And then before we do anything more, well, we've got two things. We've got to do life lessons with Natasha. And we got to go back to Animal TV stuff with Stacy because I want to know what she's liking because I haven't found anything I like. I'm missing Dr. Jeff big time. And I wish they'd bring Jackson back, too. But anyway, and the pit bulls and all of that, I sure miss them. Anyway, I miss the good stuff. So we'll find out what that's all about. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Life lessons with Natasha coming up. We'll find out what that bomb was all about. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Oh, and I should have had Cindy give you a testimonial for the NuPro Nuggets, the most fabulous cat vitamins on the planet. Found some and passed them on to Cindy because she really wanted to try them with Crystal Kitty. And boy, Crystal just loves the new Pro Nuggets and these vitamins. And Cindy's pretty sure now that as soon as the weather is, it's warm enough that she can leave her door open for a little bit. It's been too cold to do that because it cold, you know, the house gets too cold. But when she can leave the door open for a few minutes, Natasha said she's with these new Pro Nuggets. She thinks that Crystal will be coming in the house real soon. Because she is wild about the new Pro Nuggets. So, no, the best cat vitamins, new Pro Nuggets, and the great dog supplements for the skin and hair coat has a hip and joint formula as well. You can find the new Pro supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets at some pet stores around the area, but they're also available on Amazon. So go to the website and check them all out, newprosupplements.com, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com, and then you can order whatever you like on Amazon if they don't have it at your local pet store. Alrighty then, and of course, Whispering Dragon, our sound healer, Jude Ponton, she's teaching classes again, she's doing private sessions, either in the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. Looks like we are... Time for Natasha, and you can explain the bomb you dropped here and your life lesson segment here. Because remember, she called up last week to say, "Hey, Dr. Nils, I need a tune-up," and just dropped the, "I had a life-altering experience."
Yep, it was.
I need a tune-up. But, of course, we didn't have time to find out all of this. So, Natasha, enlighten us.
Well, as we go through the ascension process, our bodies are going through the ascension process. And for me, that kind of represented kind of a bigger picture of what was I supposed to learn for this moment. And so my nut allergy, I have a tree nut allergy.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Almonds. Yeah. Almonds, walnuts, cashews. Well, cashews are legumes, but they are put in with other any.
No, peanuts are usually the big allergen. Are you allergic to peanuts?
Nope, I can have peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can have peanuts.
So a peanut is obviously not a tree nut then, huh?
No, it's a legume.
Legume, okay.
It's a legume, but there's a lot of people who are allergic to legumes of, you know, the peanuts,
but
the
you're
cashews,
allergic to tree nuts.
Tree nuts.
Okay.
Tree nuts are my thing. And tomatoes and potatoes and other things, but
oh, look. But right now we're talking tree nuts.
Tree nuts. Well, I was at my morning situation of job, and they were having some dessert here. I'm kind of tapping in because this lesson was bigger than just my. It was bigger than just my nut allergy.
Okay.
Because where I was at is important too. Because this whole lesson has been about me shining my light. How am I supposed to be more me, my truer calling to be my light? How am I supposed to stand out, stand with, stand being? And I was at the school. Well, I had an attack. There was desserts and there was some almonds and walnuts on them, and so I started coughing, got an attack.
Well, you didn't know that the nuts were there, obviously.
I didn't know, so I walked in the room. As I was walking out, literally just put my bag down, walked out, and I started coughing where I couldn't catch my breath, and that's usually a symbol for where I'm getting air. It's in the air. I have a response when I eat it. You know, my throat closes up. If I touch it, I get, like, if I touch a walnut tree in the ground, that I end up getting a rash, and then my throat starts closing.
Okay.
And then I start my throat starts closing up. And then, so if I breathe it, I start coughing because my lungs don't want it.
But you didn't breathe it, you ate it. But
no, I breathed it. This is just airborne. This experience was just airborne. So it's about the breath, you know.
Gotcha.
It was airborne. So then I went and I got myself calmed down for about, it took me about an hour, 45 minutes to get myself calmed down. And I went and did my morning, you know, kind of, I felt off, but it was distracted by life. And then as I was coming back around, ready to go back outside, I was walking back by the teacher's lounge again, where I wasn't going to go in, but I stood there and I see things. I saw this like blue, all I can say is like blue haze coming out of the room when somebody opened up the door. And all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. And my lungs started restricting. Now, in that second, when I saw the blue haze, the first thing I asked is this something negative? Is this a demon? Is this a darkness? Is this a demon? You know, is this, because at school you have a lot of entities. So I was asking, and I heard no. But by the time that my lungs started closing up, and within just not even 5 minutes, I went from being able to breathe. I wasn't right, but I wasn't wrong. You know, I could breathe, I can talk, I can feel like I could do my day. I felt like I can manage. But within just a few minutes, I had three people who said, "You need to go see the nurse." And they had fear in their eyes.
Now, normally you would have to eat the tree nuts to have a reaction, but I guess what you're saying is that just walking through the room or breathing the air of the room that these desserts were in was enough to trigger your allergies. Wow.
Exactly. I was where I had to be conscious of nuts in a room, but I could be in the same room. So I would say my allergen was like 30%. In this moment, my allergen went from 30% to 90%, where I now cannot be even in a room with the tree nuts. I can't be, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so with that, then, you know, the process of trying to breathe. But when I was sitting in the nurse's office, I really got, how do I explain this? We're coming into a reality. Our ascension process is, how do we become more oneness with the world around us? How do we become more love in the moments where we're at in the world around us? And this moment when I couldn't breathe, I really figured out how the oneness works. The breath in, I looked at my lungs. I saw where the flakes of the almonds were in my lungs that were restricting. I couldn't breathe. You know, I was grasping for air, right? Breathing out, listening to the nurse, "I'm going to give you your EpiPen." Breathing back in, asking my lungs to breathe, to know where we're at. Looking, breathing out again, seeing what was happening, making choices for myself. Breathing back in, knowing where I was at, you know, with my lungs, doing that dance, asking my lungs to bring it up and out, you know, healing myself as I was working. Talking to the nurse, making sure she doesn't give me my EpiPen. I don't even take caffeine, so I can imagine what an EpiPen would do to me with adrenaline, right? And so I've never taken two Benadryls before. You know, I'm just, you know, one, and I've only taken probably enough for one hand Benadryl. So I have never really taken anything. So for me, I had more fear about taking my EpiPen than I did with what I was
what
doing
was
with my
through,
lungs.
Yeah.
You know, and so with that whole process was, it was interesting. The breath in was taking care of me. The breath out was observing, making choices. The breath in was taking care of me. And going through this process, well, my husband came, you know, negotiated that. I was so freaking dizzy because every energy went to my lung area. You know, I was pure white, you know, everywhere else. And so
it was bad enough that you had to go home and.
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, the nurse. I was shaking so bad. I shake a lot when my body's going through a process. I can shake myself off a massage table almost sometimes when I'm processing a lot. So, my body was processing a lot. Well, I ended up taking another Benadryl when I got home, and it still didn't help. So I went to the emergency room because I still couldn't breathe, and I was breathing. But I couldn't breathe. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Your breathing was restricted.
Yeah, it was very restricted. My lungs hurt so bad. I mean, it was like they were just, they couldn't restrict the air. You know, it was like they couldn't process the air. Went to the emergency room. they were bewildered because it was like, you are pure white. You look like you're having struggle, but you have 100% saturation of air in your blood.
Oh, of oxygen. Yeah,
of oxygen.
They put the thing on your finger and you.
Yeah, were, and then on my ear because I was you know restricting so bad. And then, you know, they were looking at my, and I know when they looked at my throat, they weren't going to find anything because I get so much, I know my body, you know, I know that if it's air, it's lungs. If I eat, it's my throat. If I touch something, it's my throat. So I would have had something more in my throat, but it was like, it was interesting how as dizzy as I was and that, but it was all about breath. I really got that it was all about breath. And so this ascension process. How can we negotiate the world around us at the same time when we breathe in, look at how we are? So it is the healthy I and the healthy we. It's the how do I love myself and love our fellow man? How do I make better choices for me in my knowings at the same time we have love and compassion for our fellow man? And that's the ascension process that we're, and this next week is going to be huge on looking at how the world outside of us is showing us how to negotiate the better dance with ourselves. How do I need to eat my food with cleaner intention? You know, even, you know, if I eat and I'm feeling upset and energy, how can I bless my food before I eat it? How can I negotiate the world that's coming into me energetically with perception and love? And how can I go outside of me with, you know, talking with people with kindness, you know, treat people how I want to be treated?
Yeah, so a lot of it has to do, I think, with the Heaven's Cross and the fact that the veil is getting thinner. And so you're saying, you know, we really need to focus on raising our own vibration and taking advantage of what's there and asking for help because it's closer and easier to access. And, you know, and all that she's talking about, a lot of it is love and how do you be a better, you know, spirit in human form. And that's, we're all one and treating everybody kind and all the things we need to learn. And of course, there's a huge push right now. In the more practical level of trying to draw us back into the anger and the hate
and the fear
and the dark, and that's all the old stuff. See, that's coming up to have to be released, and all that stuff has got to go.
Exactly.
So if that's the camp you're in right now, you better want to think about changing camps because, you know,
it's doing it. But that's one thing that amazed me was on Friday when I went back to work, mm-hmm. how much fear I had.
Oh.
How much the fear I had with, and my lungs were so sensitive, they still hurt. I mean, it was,
you're
I mean,
still
I could,
recovering. Okay.
Yeah, I could empathize with people with asthma. You know, it's
I have a quick question for you because I'm looking at the clock. We still have to take care of advertisers one more time before the hour. Have you got more to talk about, or are you going to be
negotiating the fear. It's that negotiating the fear because I know for me, walking into school, getting the PTSD scenario that came up.
Going back to where it happened.
I had to really negotiate the fear. Where was the fear sitting? My lungs were sensitive. So in other words, instead of step into the fear, I stepped into the vulnerability my lungs felt. You know, where is the fear coming from and negotiating it and go for help. I know for me that, you know, going outside of us, we all need help. Like for me, I still had that energy of a little bit of fear in my lungs. And that's what I needed Nels to help me with
Dr. Nels and Linda are both great at helping to move this stuff out.
Exactly. Cause the energy is much work as I did, but that's the thing is that we're bombarded by fear. The shingles commercials, you know, it's like all these different, you know, take this, take that, do this, do that. And if we can negotiate that breath in.
Okay. So I'm getting pinged that Aunt Martha needs to give everybody a little lesson about fear. So we don't have time to do this right at the moment, but we've got to take a break right now with what we're talking about because we've got to take care of advertisers.
You want to maybe just move them to the top of the hour and keep on with this discussion?
No, let's take care of advertisers.
Stick with the plan.
Yep, stick with the plan. And then we will come back. And I'll tell you a quickie that dovetails with what Natasha's talking about with the fear. So,
and I have some more messages. I've been talking with my new guys.
So we'll just keep continuing as we go.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yep. All righty. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, Sunday, March 19, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for our seasonal panel, Good Vibrations, guided by Master Astrologer Linda Berry, sharing vibrational astrology's insights about the spring equinox energy. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, March 19, 1 p.m., KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down hour number two. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. And we were just talking about her. We heard from Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. That's her website. You can check her out there, verticalenergyworldwide.com. She does the neuroenergetic balancing, the best therapy, as to her brother Nails, and she does the energy codes as well. She continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her. Say you want it, and you can work with her in her office at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or you can work with her remotely. Your choice, and it's equally powerful either way. So Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or give her a call or text her for a free introductory session at 206-841-1992. Okay, and then, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, hey, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Great rates. You get interviews on the show and links on the website and all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. We don't have a whole lot left on this time, and I know Natasha's got more to say on the subject. And I hope when we can, Natasha, kind of get it more boiled down to a focus and lesson for folks. I do want to chime in on the fear stuff, though, because I'm getting that that's important at this point. And so we got to spend more time with Natasha about this and with the fear stuff. And then it'll probably be time to break for the top of the hour. But we can pick up discussion on the other side. But when, talking about it, it very interesting to see. And it's so common about going back to, like, the scene of the crime, so to speak, and, you know, where it happened. And the fear and so forth. And I can tell you that, until I found my first spiritual teacher and started to learn about all this stuff, you know, 40 some years ago. I mean, I lived most of my life in fear and anger, and I had to learn how to deal with that. But I'll tell you, the lessons I learned about fear, and I have to teach this to everyone I work with, because there's a lot of fear comes up in the dogs that were, you know, that I have to work with from them, but also with the people that, you know, own them and their fear, and they feed off of each other. So the little standard spiel I tell to everybody, and this is what I want you all to take from this. There's nothing wrong with fear.
Nope.
It's what we do with it's the problem. Okay?
I totally concur.
Now, fear is intended to be an intuitive warning system. Mm-hmm. But we don't get taught that when we pop in here. And so we've taken fear up into our left brain, and we think in it, create in it, and live in it. And we've created a pretty serious fear-based mass consciousness right now. And so that is something we do need to, as Natasha says, negotiate our way through and all of that. But for animals, and this is why it comes up in my session, for dogs, it still works the way it's intended as an intuitive warning. So when mm-hmm. this comes in, as I'm talking about to my clients, if you know you're walking down the street with your dog on a leash, you see something coming, their focus vision is pretty poor, so you know what's coming before them. If you know how your dog reacts and that's embarrassing and you think about it, we tend to have a stress response and kind of catch our breath. Well, that locks your energy field. So the normal flow of energy is from human to dog, and so the energy is build, the fear is building in the human energy field. Well, because the dog's right close to them and in their energy field, the fear's building in the dog. Well, the dog doesn't know where it's coming from. He just feels the fear. So it's not like, oh, it's just mom. She's worried about nothing. I don't have to worry about this. He just feels the fear. So for the dog, it's like, oh, God, what's threatening me? Mm-hmm. And if the owner's thinking about the dog and the human walking towards them and their dog's reaction, from the dog's point of view, it's like, oh, geez, it's that person and dog. And mom says, kill it. And so they fire up and the owner can trigger it. But it's all about that fear. So, but fear is intended to be an intuitive warning system. That's all it's intended to be. But we've taken it up into our mind and create a problem. And the bottom line is, fear is the opposite of faith. Mm-hmm. You can't be in your faith if you are busy in your fear. So I learned a very wonderful technique from my first spiritual teacher. And that's what you get into fear. You can't bring yourself out of it. You're locked into it. Then you make a conscious choice to move into your faith. So I could tell you stories that would absolutely blow you away as to how this has saved my life on occasions and the life of my animals. So the technique I learned and I still use to this day. Fear happens, and I know it's not, if it's an intuitive warning, I deal with it, but if it's not, and I feel it, and I know it's unreasonable, then I make a conscious choice to move into my faith. And the way I do that is I go back to the first prayer that I learned, and it is ingrained in every cell of my body, and that's the Lord's Prayer. Gosh, I'm tearing up. So I then, and what I was taught by my first teacher is you just start repeating the prayer over mm-hmm. and over. And I do, you know, our Father who art in heaven, our Mother who art of the earth, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive, as we give those, you know, and, well, anyway, and it goes, you know, but so the whole Lord's Prayer. And you repeat, every time you repeat it, the energy will be stronger. I have used this when I have an animal crash and is dying, and I'm not at a vet hospital, so can't do anything. I just stand over them, I put my hands on them, and I repeat the Lord's Prayer. Every time I say it, they get stronger 3 times, and they usually come out if there's a coming mm-hmm. out to happen. But remember, fear is the opposite of faith. You can make a choice to move into your faith rather than your fear. And my fear was so strong for so long that I couldn't override it. So I had to out loud repeat the prayer over and over and over again. But I would always get through the situation. So it's a very good technique. And now we're at the top of the hour, so we got to wind up hour number two, do our love training. When we come back, hour number three, we'll finish up with the rest that Natasha wants to say on the subject. We'll go back to Stacy, and I'm going to find out about that, and we'll open phone lines. So
yes, please call in if you need help. Please. We're here for you now. It's free.
425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Love Train's coming up. Remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join me on the Love Train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. We're going to spread that love and light all over this planet. And, you know, the love is greater than the fear. So let's get it going all over the place. And I energize this song up with the Yogi Energization Prayer. So we have lots of energy for today and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, Infinite Spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Thank you.